Pilot's House. In Oberammergau in the 18th century, wood carving provided the community with a lucrative source of income, although whether the craftsman himself was able to make much of a profit was open to question. At any rate, the magnificent frescoes adorning the walls of Pilot's House were not commissioned by a mere woodcarver, but by the wealthy tradesman, Anton Lang. Wood carvings from Oberammergau were being sold all over Europe, requiring a sales network that was too complex for the individual craftsman. Orders would therefore be bundled together by agents, broken up into single commissions, and passed on to local woodcarvers, who, while able to live from the proceeds, were not able to live anywhere near as well as the tradesmen acting as their agents. This is evident not only in the size of the house, but also in the extraordinary quality of the frescoes, which only the wealthiest were able to afford at the time. The artist here, Seraf Zwink, was one of the best in his field. This can be seen in the dynamic way that his figures are integrated into the painted architectural features. The wall facing the garden depicts Christ being led away, while Pilate, who gave the house his name, is enthroned at the top of an elaborate fresco evolving out of an intricate illusion of depth. The gabled facade features the resurrection of Christ, according to the Gospel of St. Matthew. One of the Roman soldiers was so horrified by what he saw that he was driven to jump over the balustrade of a painted balcony. In the 18th century, there were only a handful of houses in the area able to demonstrate their wealth and power with such complex murals. Apart from Pilate's House, other noteworthy examples include the Forestry Commission offices, the Kölbelhaus, and the Dädler House.